Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lama, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Storm. This is Lama and Abner.
Abner have given up their modern sales methods and stopped bothering their customers, business at the Jot'em Down store has picked up again and is running along smoothly. Lum spends his time finding things to add up on his new adding machine, but Abner refuses to have anything to do with the new convenience. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner over at the Jot'em Down store talking over the telephone. Listen.
No, he ain't here, Ezra. Why, he ought to be back now. He just went over to Dick Huddleston's store to get the mail. Huh? When? Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, all right, I'll tell him.
Honey.
Just a minute,
oh,
Ezra.
Excuse me, Abner. I never noticed you talking on the telephone.
Yeah, sit down, Grandpap. Sit down. Be done here in just a minute. Was there anything else, Ezra? All right. Not at all. Goodbye. Well, how are you today, Grandpap?
Oh, just cured as a catbird.
Well,
thought I'd come over and beat you a game of checkers just for practice.
Well, I'll play you, but you better do your practicing before you get over here if you expect to beat me. I'll tell you that right now.
Sassy frass. Beat you with one hand.
Anybody that lets Mose Moots beat them ain't gonna give me no trouble.
I never let Mose Moots beat me, no such a thing.
Well, that's what they're telling down there at the barber shop.
Yeah, you just heard their tell of it, though.
Said you got mad and kicked the checkerboard over and stopped right out the door.
Well, who wouldn't get mad? Have to play half the town ever.
About, 35-year-old, I'd say. Summer's in there.
Well, I'm glad to hear it ain't that other than that youngin'. If folks is going to let their youngins off to go to school, they ought to provide good teachers for them. I've always said that.
Yeah. Hey, well, here, go ahead and move if you're going to.
Well, let's see here. Wait a minute, you moved right here, didn't you?
Yeah, right there, that's it.
Well, Swan, I never seen a move like that on the first move before. Well, I'll move right up here.
That's just where I wanted you to move. I'll move right there, and now I got you blocked anyway you go.
Well, I'll be John Brown. Well, let's see here.
Don't move, that beat you anyway
now
you
don't take rash me now.
I'll go on your beat. Give up, holler uncle.
What's that thing sitting over there, Abner?
Don't try to change your subject.
Well, I mean it. What?
More interesting.
Yeah, just wait. I'll make you chomp them words up and swallow them.
Well, I'll give you a chance right now. Here. Move your knee there a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, which ones you want, the red ones or the black ones?
I don't care. I can beat you with either one of them. I'll just let you take your pick. Give you that advantage.
Prattle. I could beat you and give me all of them.
Sassy Frash, you're getting to where you're as big a braggart as Ezra Seastrom.
Oh, that reminds me, Grandpap. Don't let me forget to tell Lom if Ezra telephoned him up just. I'd give him it figured as fast as I could down here this morning, but comes out with the right answer every time.
Well, I do know. Maybe you ought to try slipping up on it, taking it by surprise. That might fool it.
He won't go, though, but I got to tell him. Here, I believe I'll take the black ones here.
Yeah, all right, sir. I thought Lum was president of the school board.
No. That's the reason I know he won't attend the meeting. See, they elected Ezra president this year. Oh, Lum's awful put out about it.
Well, he oughtn't to get something like he'd make up stuff.
For the land sakes alive.
The weather.
Yeah, weather's fine. Beautiful weather we're having, Grandpap, ain't it?
Yeah, wait a minute. Chandler comes Lum.
Oh, well, here. We better hurry. Here, come on. Dang. He wanted them to hire Professor Tate from down there at Odin to teach the school this year, and they turned around and hired some woman to do it.
Yeah, I know. I seen her the other day, too. I don't blame Mom after getting a look at her. She looks too young and too rosy-jawed for a school teacher. I never talked to her, but I knowed from looking at her she's a rattle brain.
Yeah, well, now, that's a different one, Grandpap. That girl was just right or wrong.
Let's see the slip.
What slip?
The slip with the figures on it.
Kit got so mixed up it never give out none long. More likely sitting there still studying. Little Rock, I believe she said.
Yeah.
She's in here a while ago. Right nice looking woman, too.
Making an ad without no paper in there.
I knowed it. Figure out some way to get out of it. Come on, Grandpap, let's finish that checker game. Ezra Seastrunk called a few minutes ago, Lom, to tell you they's having a school.
If folks is going to let their youngins off to go to school, they ought to provide good teachers for them. I've always said that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, here, go ahead and move if you're going to.
Yeah, let's see here. Wait a minute.
Him with his big ideas on how to run the school.
Well, it's your business, Lom, do what you like. Come on, Grandpap, move.
Well, let's start over, Abner. I've even forgot whose move it is.
Well, I ain't. It's yours, and I got you beat. Go on.
Well, I'll move right up here.
That's just where I wanted you to move. I'll move right there, and now I got you blocked anyway you go.
Well, I'll be John Brown. And let's see here.
Go on, move. That beats you anyway
now
you
don't
took
crash
it.
Me now. Don't
go
crash
on,
me.
You beat. Give up, holler uncle.
What's that thing sitting over there, Abner?
Don't try to change the subject.
Well, I mean it. What is...
No, but it was love at first sight. I know that. Big brown eyes. Smiled at me, too.
Well, I do know.
Yeah, brown curly hair, had on a red coat and a red hat.
And that lawn ball.
Adding machine.
Yeah, and whilst I will say I've sold people, things that I've liked better, Grandpap, but it can outdo anything when it comes to adding that I ever seen in my life.
Well, that's fine. You mean that thing adds up figures by itself?
Yes. Go on, move.
Well, here, I want to see how that thing works.
Grandpap, you know I've got you beat, and you're just trying to get out of plane.
There ain't no such a thing. Ezra, I just wanted to call you up and tell you I'll be at the school board meeting tonight. Yes, sir. And I granted you can count on me to help out any way I can this year. If I can do anything to help you, don't hesitate to call on me. Come on, show me how it works, Abner.
You come on over here and finish this game.
Yeah, Boundary, you don't know how to work it yourself.